The challenge of capturing attention. With cable TV, video games, the internet, and smartphones constantly vying for our attention, it's easy to get distracted. Even during public speeches, people often zone out, especially those born after 1980, known as digital natives. They've grown up with the internet, shaping how they process information. Their main drive is instant gratification, leading to short attention spans. Poor interactions can seriously impact how well people pay attention. Most business talks aren't interactive, so folks tend to zone out fast. Time crunches, language differences, and trying to do too many things at once also make it tough for folks to focus. When folks are stressed, it's even harder for them to calm down and listen properly. So, if you're trying to grab the attention of a busy, scattered, stressed out crowd, it's a real uphill battle. Why speeches fail to engage? Speechmakers often talk too much, overwhelming their listeners. It's estimated that millions of presentations bombard audiences every day, many of them painfully boring. Instead of grabbing attention and sparking interest, these presentations often induce sleep. No wonder audience members frequently zone out when someone's at the lectern. To effectively communicate your message and capture the attention of your audience, you can utilize various proven presentation methods. These techniques are valuable whether your listeners come from similar backgrounds or have diverse cultural backgrounds. They are especially relevant when presenting to digital natives, who are increasingly significant in both the customer base and workforce. Modern teenagers pose a unique challenge as they are skilled at multitasking. They can watch TV while simultaneously managing phone calls, texts, images, games, music, and reading material. They even speed through commercials 6 times faster. 1. You, the presenter. Being a good presenter means being genuine and confident. Don't let nerves ruin your presentation. Know your strengths as a speaker and show your passion for the topic. Here are some ways to conquer your fear. Work your body. How you feel physically affects your speech. Treat yourself well before presenting. Get a massage or relax at a spa during the week. On the day of your presentation, take a walk to calm your nerves and improve circulation. Avoid tea, coffee, or caffeine drinks before speaking. Stretch a bit and drink water to stay calm. Help a friend. Assisting someone else can take the focus off yourself and reduce nervousness. Get mentally prepared. Visualize success as athletes do. Remember past victories and how they felt. Imagine your audience applauding you. Repeat a positive mantra like, "I'm the best presenter in the world." Deep rhythmical breathing. More oxygen means you'll feel better. Try deep, rhythmic breathing. You can even add positive words like, "Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile." Find a support group. Consider joining Toastmasters International for support and practice. Hire a learning coach. Working with a professional trainer can help improve your presentation skills. 2. Treasure your audience. Knowing your audience well is crucial for effective communication. Learn about who they are, what they care about, and what they already know about your topic. Understand their interests, concerns, and the questions they might have. This helps you connect with them better and choose the most relevant angle to approach your topic. Developing a clear picture of your audience goes beyond just numbers. Create a golden avatar that represents them. Ask questions like, who do they like? And what are their needs? Then, give this avatar a name to make it personal. When presenting, focus on your audience. Adopt a "so what's in it for you?" SWIFI mindset. Show how your talk will help them solve problems, meet needs, reach goals, or answer questions. Explain why this matters to them. Keep the focus on your listeners, not yourself. 3. Produce your message. Your presentation needs a clear goal, like making your audience think, feel, or do something specific. Think of it like pitching a movie idea in Hollywood. Have a high concept that sums up your presentation in 25 words or less. Just like Spielberg says, if a person can tell me the idea in 25 words or less, it's going to make a pretty good movie. For example, the high concept for Alien could be Jaws on a spaceship. Creating an engaging presentation is like weaving a captivating story. It needs a compelling opening, a detailed body, and a solid conclusion. Keep your message clear and straightforward, making it easy for your audience to understand. Use keywords or phrases that convey your main points effectively. Think of them as sound bites or slogans that stick with your audience. Organize your presentation to highlight these critical points throughout. Just like a skilled TV reporter, transform them into memorable taglines for your message. 4. Create your connection. To make sure your message hits home, you need to connect with your audience. But first, you need their full attention. So, lay down some rules: no emailing, texting, or calling during the talk. Look your audience in the eye to build trust. Keep things interesting by mixing up your pace. And every 15 or 20 minutes, get them involved somehow. To win them over, talk about something they care about, like local news or common experiences. Show your excitement and stay lively throughout. And don't forget your body language, it speaks volumes. 5. Deliver with style. Make sure your voice is strong and vibrant. Record your presentations to check your performance. Always use a microphone. When you switch to a new point, speak louder. Use the right pace and speed for your talk. Pause sometimes to help your audience stay focused. Change your voice pitch occasionally to keep listeners interested. Stress certain words to emphasize them. When you're presenting, gestures can help emphasize your points, but be careful not to fidget nervously with things like your glasses or clothes. Stand up straight and use PowerPoint sparingly to clarify your ideas. Keep your slides to a minimum to avoid distracting from your message. Your focus should be on connecting with your audience, not on the images on your slides. 6. Manage all interruptions. Interruptions can mess up your presentations. But fear not. Here's how to handle them like a pro. First off, always keep your cool and crack a joke if things get hairy. And hey, leave your ego at the door. Before showtime, arrive early to check all your gear, microphones, projectors, the works. Aim for a comfy room temperature of around 25 degrees Celsius, that's 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Make sure those light switches are on point. And don't forget to chat with the lighting person beforehand. Knowing their name could save your bacon if things go south. Don't suffer in silence. Ask for a new room if needed. And if tech troubles strike, be nice to the support crew. On the flip side, if your boss strolls in late and wants a rewind, politely suggest catching them up later. 7. Master the Q&A. Some presenters get nervous during question and answer sessions because they aren't ready. You can't control what questions people ask, but you can predict most of them. Before your presentation, plan and practice responses to expected questions. Let each person ask only one question and use the 4 as method for each response. Attend to the question fully. Acknowledge the questioner. Ask for clarification if needed. Answer the question. Pause briefly after each question to think before responding. If I don't know something, I won't pretend. I'll admit it. If a question gets too tough, let's talk later. Let's set up a time to talk about that. Can we meet afterward? Great. Thanks. After each answer, I'll check in. Does that make sense to you? At the end, I'll sum up the main point of the talk. 8. Finish on time. Starting and ending your presentation on time shows respect for your audience. Don't go over your allotted time. Plan your presentation carefully and practice it until it's perfect. Avoid the mistake of focusing too much on planning your content but neglecting practice. Allocate half of your time to crafting content and the other half to practicing your presentation repeatedly. Practicing is vital for a successful presentation. Dedicate around 1 hour of prep for every minute of your speech. So, a 20-minute talk needs a total of 20 hours for planning, preparation, and practice. When you've got your material down cold, it's time to spice it up with gestures and emphasis. These steps will help you jazz up your presentation. Get your content down. Start by outlining your main ideas and points. Practice out loud. Say your ideas repeatedly to find what works best. This helps you hear how you sound and spot areas for improvement. Time yourself. Note how long each section takes to deliver. This helps you refine your timing. Watch yourself. Record your rehearsals on video. This lets you see how you come across and plan your body language and emphasis points. Get feedback. Have friends, family, or colleagues watch a trial run of your presentation to provide feedback. Key points 1. Be confident, relax, visualize success, and breathe deeply to engage your audience effectively. 2. Know your audience, understand their interests and needs to tailor your message. 3. Create a clear message, set a goal, tell a compelling story, and use memorable taglines. 4. Connect with your audience, establish attention rules, discuss relevant topics, and use lively body language. 5. Deliver with style, speak, use appropriate pace and gestures, and minimize slide distractions. 6. Manage interruptions, prepare for issues, stay composed, and handle disruptions professionally. 7. Master Q&A, plan responses, use the 4 as method, and defer tough questions politely.